Hey there, 想给自己创造一个融入生活里的英语环境吗？欢迎来到通勤学英语 Podcast， 让英文不再是知识化学习。我们每日都有新的单集陪你利用通勤、喝咖啡或等人的时间，一起跟着 John 老师朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻，让学英文不用在教室里就可以培养让英文融入生活的习惯。想要加强复习，只要点开单集简介 Show Notes， 就会有逐字稿陪你一起学习。Are you ready for your daily English shadowing? Let's get started!Why Big Tech is making a big play for live sports. More than a decade after Apple disrupted the music industry and Amazon upended retail, the tech heavyweights have set their sights on a new arena ripe for change, live sports. Emboldened by their deep pockets and eager to boost viewership of their streaming subscription services, Apple and Amazon have thrust themselves into negotiations for media rights.Held by the NFL, MLB, Formula One racing, and college conferences. They are competing to replace DirecTV for the rights to NFL Sunday Ticket, a package the league wants to sell for more than $2.5 billion annually, about $1 billion more than it currently costs, according to five people familiar with the process. Eager not to miss out, Google has also offered a bid from YouTube,for the rights beginning in 2023, two familiar people with the offer said. The NFL Sunday Ticket package, which shows out-of-market Sunday NFL games that aren't being shown on local television, is available because DirecTV chose not to bid. It has been losing as much as $500 million annually on the package,though it has also benefited from a reliable base of about 2 million subscribers. Apple is considered the front-runner, according to a dozen people in the sports, media, and tech industries. But a final deal has been delayed by negotiations over a concurrent sale of NFL media assets, including the NFL Network, Red Zone Channel, and NFL Plus.A new subscription service that provides access to live games on mobile devices. Apple has made winning the package a priority. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, has met with league officials and influential team owners, according to three people familiar with the process. Apple declined to comment. Still, Amazon, ESPN Plus, and YouTube, which explored a bid for the rights in 2014,Remain in the hunt, some of these people said. Brian Rolapp, the NFL's chief media and business officer, said in a statement that the league expects to finalize a deal in the coming months. Fans will still be able to access all the games on Sundays, regardless of who wins the rights, but they will probably pay a premium to add the service to their Apple, Amazon, ESPN Plus, or YouTube service, some of the dozen people said.It is not yet clear if that premium would be more or less the $294 that DirecTV charges for a year, they added. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同勤学英语 ,improving your English on the go.Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。